Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Dr. Innes Kluter from Kingsway Vet Centre is in the building.
So good to have you back in the building for a new year.
Awesome to be here. And I'm very impressed with you pronouncing my surname.
Thank you.
That took a lot of practice.
Yeah, well, and just thank you. Rolls off the tongue.
Oh, obviously, yes. It sounds really good. Well done.
Before we talk about pets,
yeah,
I know it's already a ruling set in stone, but I just want to ask, when it comes to chips,
yeah,
what's your topping, mayo or tomato sauce?
I can't believe the outcome of that previous survey that was done by the listeners. We need to change that.
Yes!
How can you put mayonnaise on chips?
Thank you.
That is so British.
It's delicious.
It's tomato sauce or ketchup or whatever you want to call it.
Now, we've got you in here to talk about animals and not chip dips. Sorry.
That was Jazeel's fault.
Yeah.
Now, I've just grabbed this because it's been in the news the last few days. The Australian Vet Association has called for a partial ban on flat-faced dogs.
This has been something that's been coming along, and it's really getting a lot of traction now, especially with Europe coming on board and other countries coming on board as well. There's a lot of these breeds that's been going on for many years, but the humanity and the ethical dilemmas that these breeds pose has really come to the forefront now. I think as animal rights and the welfare of animals become more and more obvious and vets get involved in that, this has really caught a lot of traction for very good reasons, actually. You know, there seems to be a lot of problems with these dogs. And we have certainly seen, we see in the clinic daily, these sort of things that goes on with these dogs and these flat-faced dogs.
What kind of issues are they facing? Oh,
look, I said this off
where
air
we start?
Well. I mean, yeah, where do we start?
You're right.
Let me just put it out there. There are very responsible, proper breeders. Yeah, so someone, you know, there's a lot of breeders that breeds these dogs and knows the ins and the outs, and they've been doing it for long, and they probably have a good thing going up to a certain point. But what's happened now is, and we saw this since the start of COVID, the explosion of people wanting pets and the birth of so-called boutique breeds, including your Boston Terrier and your French Bulldog and the British Bulldog. And I can tell you, there's nothing more cute than a British Bulldog puppy. Someone present a British Bulldog puppy. If you've never liked dogs, you will love it. It's absolutely cute. And I think a lot of people has fallen for the looks, but they've not really informed about the repercussions and the issues. Sorry to get back to your question. So British Bulldogs can't even propagate or breed on their own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They need to be artificially inseminated.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
So I just always thought, okay, so if you've got something that naturally can't propagate, there is probably a reason for that. But we as a human race, the demand is there to get these dogs, to get puppies from these dogs. And you end up then where these guys need to be artificially inseminated to have these puppies. And this problem just goes on and on and on. And with that came all these other issues, breathing problems, corkscrew tail, leg deformities,
corkscrew tail
issues. Yeah, corkscrew tail. This is a condition where the tail is not long and fluffy and hanging off like it should be, and it's got this sort of corkscrew appearance into the lower spine, which causes a lot of neurological and pain for these guys. Yeah, mobility issues, absolutely.
To wait and see if the law passes here. If you do have any questions for Dr. Innes, now is the time to text them through on 0429 985 985.
No question too big or too small, right, Dr. Innes?
No, let's say no.
We've got Janessa on the phone.
Janessa, what's your question for Dr. Innes?
Hi, my question is, why does my dog not chew and swallow her food, causing her to choke?
Hello, Janessa. So what sort of dog do you guys have?
I have a miniature schnauzer.
Miniature schnauzer. How old is she?
She is...
Three, four years old. Has she always done that?
Not always.
Just lately?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of dogs do that, have that sort of behavior if they are a bit stressed or if they are anxious. And we see that a lot if there's someone new in the household, like a visitor or a new baby or potentially a new puppy or a new kitten or new neighbors next door, that makes them anxious. And what they try and do is they want to get to the food before anybody else can get to it. So they really tuck into their food to get it down so they can get to it first, yeah? So what you need to do is to give him some enrichment. So you can actually get these food bowls from any of the big pet stores that's got little maze, where you put the food in. So he has to sort of rummage around to get to the food and can't just swallow it all in one go. So you get these very specialized bowls to help with that. What you can also do is to take the food and hide it in the garden or hide it in your house.
That's cool.
Hide it in your house so he has to go and look for it, because that's what normal dogs do, yeah? Because dogs are very, they are very inquisitive and they've got very strong noses. So, hide the food, and that might very well help to get him out of that sort of behavior.
Thanks so much for the call, Janessa.
I hope that helps. I'm sure it will.
Another one here from Louise. What is the best food to feed your cat? Most brands don't seem to have a lot of meat.
Yeah. Just a little note here. Cats are what we call obligate carnivores, which means they have to eat meat. You cannot feed your cat a vegan or vegetarian meal. Your cat will not survive. They have to add the stuff in there that can only be derived from meat. So you have to look for foods that contains a lot of meat, and typically the more expensive food contains the more meat because of the cost of making it. So there's a few big names which I obviously aren't allowed to say over on air, but if you speak to your vet, they'll definitely be able to give you the best advice on the best brands with the most actual meat in it.
Awesome stuff. Well, thank you so much for coming in yet again, and we'll see you in a fortnight.
I will see you in a couple of weeks.
If anyone has any pet-related questions, get them through now. We'll save them, and when Innes comes back in, we can just start rapid-fire through them all. But thank you so much for coming
in. No worries at all. Thanks, you.
Thanks, Dr. Innes.
Okay.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.